diamonds, he was fast car driving. Pick me up in the Mercedes kind of guy. And I ain't lying, it was fun when he was buying. But shine wears off in no time, so it was good. Goodbye. So I called the girls up, thinking I'd have better left down at the club with the Las Vegas vibe. Dude came walking up with swagger, ain't no moves like Jagger, so you bet I hung him out to dry. Cause I'm chasing the ace. I'm done with you, cause I can call them bluff, but they flip him over. I'm the jackpot, baby, queen of hearts. Oh, boy, I better have the cards. I got a quick hand, no rush to pull the trigger. I'm holding up on what's coming down the river. I still got a lot of cards to play, so hey, I'm chasing the ace. Was too easy to please. Gave me the key to his bleeding heart. He was busy making plans and size some wedding bands. I was running right from the start, yelling hell, hell now. I'm chasing the ace. I'm done with you, cause I can call them rough before they flip them over. I'm the jackpot, baby, queen of hearts. Before you better have the cards. I got a quick hand, no rush to pull the trigger. I'm holding. Chasing the ace.
Also have a great official video on YouTube for your song Chasing the Ace. What can you tell me about that one?
Oh yes, well, Chasing the Ace was such a fun song. That was, I wrote that with my friend Lynn Tassari, and that one was really a cool pivotal moment for me, I think, in this new album that I've recorded. It was the first song that we released off of it, and it just kind of gave that fun stand up for yourself. You know, I'm not going to settle for anything less than what I actually want to go for, which is chasing the ace. And it was fun and vibey. So we recorded the music video for it, which was my first music video ever done. And we just had so much fun. Filmed it in a private loft down in Nashville and just had it kind of in that poker theme or fun, you know, going in there and kind of winning the poker game and standing up as a, you know, as a female around these guys and just, you know, chasing what I love to do and being surrounded by awesome girlfriends who are, you know, super supportive. So it was so much fun. We had a blast that day recording that music video.
When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, in a studio, recording, or performing live on a stage?
Oh my goodness. That's kind of a hard question because I feel like each different aspect draws out a different part of creativity from me. And I love every aspect of it. It has been really cool to work with my producer, Simon, who has welcomed me with open arms to come in and co-produce my music, be in the studio. He's, you know, even taught me about the recording programs and really ignited that fire within myself to produce. But I would say my favorite parts are being in the studio, producing and having the songs kind of come to life. But there is a really cool aspect about performing on stage and creating that show and then watching the crowd react to the songs that you've, you know, written and presented to them. And That's a hard question. Can I say I love them all equally?
You betcha. You have done a lot of performing across Canada and the States, and you've opened for the likes of Trisha Yearwood and Blake Shelton, also appeared on stage as part of Kenny Chesney's 2014 Country Music Awards performance. Can you tell me about one show that really stands out in your mind as a very memorable one for you?
Yeah, they've all been so cool. But definitely performing with Kenny Chesney on the 2014 CMAs was just such a cool dream come true. I really do love Kenny Chesney and his music. It is definitely his stuff at the soundtrack of me, you know, growing up. And it was just such an awesome opportunity. We were singing and dancing with him around to the song American Kids, and we got to rehearse with him. He was so awesome, so welcoming. And I remember him just giving us all a high five before the curtains, you know, lifted for the show. And it was the opening performance of that year. We danced around, we sang. I was looking out into the audience of like all these idols of mine and, you know, these very important figures in country music, Miranda and, you know, Blake and Luke Bryan and all this stuff. It was a really surreal moment. And also because I hadn't really told anyone that I was doing this performance. So a lot of my friends and family around the country were watching it and very surprised to see my face performing up there. So and the texts were flooding in after that of excitement. So that was very cool.
I know it's been difficult to make plans during this whole pandemic situation, and hopefully things are starting to open back up a little now. What's on the horizon for you musically over the next few months? Do you have a release date set for the new record?
Yeah, so we have decided that we're going to release the new record come this fall. We don't have the exact date yet. We're also working on releasing another single from the record right before we release the album. So it's definitely during this pandemic, it's crazy. You know, the world has shifted and the way that we do things. So obviously we've had to take, you know, kind of steps back to reevaluate how we want to release music. We can't really go out and tour or be in, you know, big crowds right now. So a lot of our thought process is, you know, through social media and music videos and how to be interactive with the fans. But I'm excited about it. I can't wait for this next release. Definitely with the pandemic, I mean, my heart goes out to everyone, you know, in this situation because it can be very confusing time. But I have been trying to look at the positive side for myself and realizing that being able to take a step back has allowed me a lot of time to breathe and really evaluate as an artist, you know, the music that I want to put out there, how I want to interact and inspire my fans. And just a good chance to breathe and evaluate for the next little bit. So,
where can we find you online to keep track of the new releases and any streaming events?
Yeah, so definitely to keep track of me online, I have Instagram, Mandy McMillan Music. My Facebook page is the same. I do have Twitter, which is Mandy McMillan. We have an awesome website that my publicist has got up and running, and it's the Dreamcatcher site, so that's been fun. I also host a podcast called the Dreamcatcher Pod that is inspired by my song Dreamcatcher, and I host it with one of my best friends, Carly Kale, down in Nashville. So every week we release a podcast where we interview someone who is out there catching their dreams. So all over the board, we've had artists, we've had people, a friend of ours that works in the NHL, which was a big dream of his. We've had nurses and designers and all over the board. So it's a really fun thing to keep up with and to get inspired.
That's really cool. I'd like to take us out with your song, Nothing to Do. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, so that one I wrote with my buddy Andrew Beeston that I wrote Dreamcatcher with. And he kind of had started writing the song already just with the verses. And we always have a great time writing. It's very carefree and fun. So that song is definitely speaks for that. And it's a fun song. It kind of is a good summer theme, or whenever you're dreaming about being on a beach, I feel like that's a good one to listen to. So nothing to do and all day to do it.
Perfect. Looking forward to hearing the rest of the new record. Mandy, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate all your support.
Well, I know of a place where we can escape for a little while. Lawn chairs for two, a beachfront view, nothing but you and I for miles. So what do you say, let's get away with less advice and a splash of Bombay. Baby, leave your worries underneath the leaves, these palm trees laying back. I could take a breath, sipping on this till there's nothing left. Sunshine, small umbrellas in our drinks, singing an acapella, grooving to the music. Got nothing to do and all day to do it. And now the sun's going down, until it comes back around, we'll still be right here with drinks in our hands and toes in the sand. Well, our only plan is to get weird. Would you see when we can jump right in with nothing on but the moon on our skin? Baby, leave your worries underneath the leaves, these palm trees laying back. I could take a breath, sipping on this till there's nothing left. Sunshine, small umbrellas in our drinks, singing an acapella, grooving to the music. Got nothing to do and all day to do it. Soak it up, take it in, real life's waiting around the bend. We can stay right here and do it over again. Baby, leave your worries underneath the leaves, these palm trees laying back and take a breath.